Shalom Aleichem to everybody, to you and to your families. A guten Erev Yom Tov, a good year. Shabbat Kosher v'Sameach to everybody. We find in the Haggadah the union of Poschim b'Shvach, Poschim b'Gnai, Mesayimim b'Shvach. The union of the Haggadah starts off with a Gnai. There's a Machlikas in the Gemara. What is the Gnai? Is the Gnai Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah? Or is the Gnai Avodam Hayinu? But the Haggadah goes through a process of Poschim b'Gnus b'Mesayimim b'Shvach. The Maral explains in his Pirush on the Haggadah that the inyan of Poschim b'Gnus b'Mesayimim b'Shvach is because everything in Olam Hazeh, or to say it in a different way, nothing in Olam Hazeh starts off b'Shlemus. In Olam Hazeh, every process of growth, or every process b'Chlal, or b'Chlal, any tachlis that a person gets to, starts off with the chisaron, starts off with a challenge, and a person grows from it, a person steigs from it. There's no such thing in Olam Hazeh as a davar shalem to begin with. The whole tafkid of Olam Hazeh, the whole tafkid of our existence, is for growth, is to meet up with challenges. So the Maral explains that the inyan of Poschim b'Gnus b'Mesayimim b'Shvach is really a description and a characteristic of anything good that happens in this world. And Maral continues to describe that we find that there are two types of challenges. There are Ruchnius challenges and there are Gashmius challenges. Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah is a Ruchnius challenge. There are challenges that a person has which are spiritual Ruchnius challenges, which sometimes cause a person to be shaky. There are also Gashmius challenges. That's Avodim Hayinu, where a person is stuck in shiflos. A person has physical challenges, physical difficulties, physical obstacles. A person is tied down, a person is blocked. Many, many different types of challenges. There was no machlekes in the Gemara. What's called a Gnai? The question is just, which one do we start with? But everybody agrees that Avodim Hayinu, when a person is stuck in Avdos, that's a Gnai. Everybody agrees that Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah is a Gnai. These are different types of challenges that people have in life. And the fact that there's a challenge is not a bidyavad. It's a chatchila. There is no other way than growing than a person starting with challenges. That's the inyan of Poschim b'Gnus b'Mesayimim b'Shvach. Perhaps it would be correct to say that we find in Yetzias Mitzrayim the inyan of Dam Pesach and the inyan of Dam Milah that Klal Yisrael put on their houses. Dam Pesach, we know Korban Pesach is keneged Avodah Zarah. Mishchu Chulachem, Mishchu Yedechem in Avodah Zarah. It represents Emuna. Dam Milah is Be'etzem lifting a person out of the Shibud of his Guf, lifting a person out of his Shiflos. Like the Maral says in Gorarye, that Mila is a stamp on a person's guf, that he's an Eved Hashem, that he's not an Eved to other forces. He's free from all the Avdusin that a person has. So perhaps the two Dam, the Damim of Dam Mila and Dam Pesach, are keneged the different challenges that a person has. Keneged Ovdei Avodah Zarah is Dam Pesach. Keneged Avodim Hayinu, that a person is an Eved to his Midas, that a person is in general an Eved, and he's stuck. Not a Hashkofa challenge like Mitchila Avodah Zarah, but a person is just stuck in Avdus, and all types of Avdus that a person has. Keneged that is Dam Milah, which frees a person from Avdus to all outside forces and allows one to channel their Kerchas to be an Eved Hashem. That's the Yisrael of Poschim b'Gnus b'Mesayimim b'Shvach. This outlook at the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim gives us an additional dimension in understanding and appreciating the whole inyan of Ki'ilu Yotzei Mitzrayim, that the Seder is not just a description, not just a description of the Nisim, is not just a description of the Shalaika de Achateva, it's not just a description of the Hashgacha Pratis. Rather, the Seder is also a description and a reliving of the process of the growth of Klal Yisrael going from being Avdei Paro to becoming Avdei Hashem. Ki'ilu Yotze Mitzrayim means that the Chasam Sofer says in Droshes is a reliving of the entire process, not just the Yotze, but the Mitchila of Maschul Begnos. A person relives the entire process of growth. That means, besides, there's many aspects to the Seder, but besides the aspect of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. The Inyan that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, the Inyan that, like the Goyin says, that every time it says in the Torah Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says 50 times, because every one of the times that the Torah mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's another step out of the Memtes Shari Tumah. It's another step of growth. The Yetzias Mitzrayim, besides the Sipur of the Nifloyis and the Shinu HaTeva and the Nisim, is also a process of growth. And every year we relive that process of growth. We relive the challenges, and we relive the Bnei Yisrael Yetzim Biyad Ramo. That Klal Yisrael goes out uplifted. Klal Yisrael goes out ready to be a Mavlechas Kehar V'Goy Kodesh, despite the challenges and because of the challenges. There's an additional nekuda which would be interesting to address. There's a very interesting maral in Gevuras Hashem Perek Dalet and in other places where he discusses the inyan of Kashiyanu, where he says, Ken Yirbev, Ken Yifreitz. The more Klal Yisrael is pressured, the more they steig, the more they grow physically, spiritually. The Maral says a big Yisoyin in Gevuras Hashem Perek Dalet. He brings down a Chazal that Chazal said that Mitzrayim was the worst place in civilization. It was the biggest source of Tumah. It was the biggest source of decadence. It was the most Megushim Dika place. Chazal described the Mitzrayim as Chamoyrim. Chamoyrim comes from the Lashon of Chomer, materialism, Gashmias. They were completely sunk into the Gashmias world. And Chazal Darshan, the Pasuk of Kemaisi Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yeshavtem Bo, Chazal Darshan, that what caused Mitzrayim to be on such a low, deep level of Tumo was Yeshavtem Bo, was the fact that Klal Yisrael needed to be there. Explains the Maral, why is the yeshiva of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, why does it require that Mitzrayim drop down to such a low level? Explains the Maral, very interesting aside. Zok the Maral that, and it's Mamash Inyana Diyama. Maral says that every time there is an opposing force that attacks, the opposing force forces a person or anything to be mighty and fight back and be mighty koiches in order to offset and in order to vanquish the attack. And the stronger the attack, the more, we use the lashon of balaz of inyan yom, but the more antibodies, says the Maral, the organism produces. Whenever there's hafachim, says the Maral, whenever there's opposites, not only that, the Maral says that a person can't steig me atzmoy. A person only steigs from confrontation. A person only steigs when there's a force that comes of hafachim. There's a force which is an anti-force, a force that comes to attack. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria in a way that when a person's under attack, he produces antibodies. He produces the koiches that he needs to fight off that attack of the hefach, of the opposite force, of the confrontational force. There's a Ran in the Doron Daf Mem Aleph. The Ran in the Doron Daf Mem Aleph says that a person who was sick and healed is going to come out much stronger, because since his body had to react to the sickness and fight it off, so a person comes out much stronger from the sickness. Like we all know, that's the idea of the vaccine. That's the idea of antibodies. That's the idea of the body fighting off the attack. So this mitzias of antibodies of any organism, any goof, being able to stem the attack of an opposing force is rooted both in the biological, physical world of antibodies and vaccines, but the Maral says that it's a yisoid in ruchnius, that when a person is attacked, a person has the ability and to produce and to climb to higher dargas as a reaction to that attack, to produce antibodies, ruchnius ones. And that's the yisoid that the Maral says in one of the places of Kashianu, so you can hear b'chay yifroitz. The more Mitzrayim pressure them, the more Mitzrayim persecuted them, the more Mitzrayim opposed them with their koyach atoma, with their koyach of decadence, with their koyach of chamor, their koyach of being sunk in chamor. The more Kleisol steig, the more antibodies it produced, the more it strengthened itself. And Kleisol came out of the hashpa of Mitzrayim stronger and better and with a stronger antibody system as a reaction to the tumma and the chamor of Mitzrayim. That's the sort of kashianus can yifrit. And that's why the Maral explains, ma goram, what caused that Mitzrayim had to be on such a low darga? The answer is yeshivasam, asher yeshavtam, the fact that Klai Yisrael needed to be there. And they needed to be mekayim to avtochot Avraham Avinu of ger yezaracha. And the purpose of the Mitzrayim was that Klai Yisrael, in the middle of the jungle of Mitzrayim, or because of the jungle of Mitzrayim, should develop these antibodies to be able to stem and fight off any level of ruchniyistika attack. Says the Maral, so Klai Yisrael had to be in a place where there was the maximum attack, the maximum virus called Mitzrayim, in order to bring out the most powerful antibodies in Klai Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael Yetzim Biyad Rama, Ravolbi writes in a number of places, Klai Yisrael, Rashi says, Klai Yisrael came out with a gvura. They came out strong, healthy, powerful, because of the Yisoid of Kashianos, of Ken Yibim, Ken Yifritz. State over here that we appreciate the opposition and we appreciate the challenge, and perhaps that gives another level of understanding in the Yisoid of Poisim B'Gnus, Mesayim B'Shvach, that the Gnus itself, not just the first derech, that we have to go through the gnus, but according to the second Maral, ayidei the gnus, that's what gives birth to the shvach. That's what produces the antibodies. That's what produces the steiging. So we're never afraid of a challenge. And we have dam mila, and we have dam of the zoro, which gives us kirchus and emuna and cheirus and shbircha kosher v'sameach to all of you and your families, all of Kal Yisrael, kol tov.